Hey, boss, that Safe Touch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old Safe Touch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the Safe Touch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without Safe Touch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with Safe Touch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a Safe Touch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF20001945.
Hello, everybody. What's up? Welcome back to Babecast. My name is Megan. Thank you so much for listening and coming back to listen, because without you, there would be no me. That was super corny, but I'm pretty serious about that. It is St. Patrick's Day Eve. I am very excited, and I know everybody makes fun of me for that because St. Patrick's Day is like my favorite holiday of the year, and it's because my family goes all out, and it's always been an extremely fun experience, even when I was little, before I could drink green beer, and I just really love this holiday. So today, I'm in a very good mood and very excited. And not only is this a great weekend, it's a great month because it's Women's History Month. So, Babecast, obviously all women, everything's really tying in here. Today on the podcast, I had a really, really awesome conversation with our guest. She's super smart, talented. She has probably the biggest heart. I could just tell within the 30 minutes that we talked how much she really cares about everything that she does. And it was really great to get to know her. Please welcome to Babecast, owner of Root Realty, it's Marianne Rodriguez. Being here, you reached out to me on Facebook originally, right?
Yes.
Which I so appreciate, and I like encourage everybody to do that because I don't know everyone. You know, it's hard to like find people. So like, whenever somebody reaches out, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Yes, let's do
That's
it. Come
awesome.
On in.
I mean, I feel like I felt like I knew you
because we're friends on Facebook. Yeah.
So I was like, hey, girl, let me do this.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. And honestly, I never check my messages because sometimes they're like loaded with like really creepy things, so I just don't really look at them. But for some reason, I checked it. And I saw yours and I was like, yes, please email me. So this
awesome.
Is great. So happy you're here. You own Root Realty, Jax.
I do.
Awesome. We're going to get into that. But first, I want to talk about you and get to know you so everybody, you know, can get to know you personally more than just what you do for business.
Cool.
So where are you from?
I am originally from Muncie, Indiana. So I grew up there, went to college there. And my junior year of college, I applied for Teach for America. And I was like, let's see, where would a fun place be to live? And I wanted somewhere that didn't have winter. So
Florida.
So I preferenced Florida. And the only two cities at that time for Teach for America placements were Miami and Jacksonville. And I didn't speak Spanish, and I knew I'd be in a Hispanic school down in Miami.
Absolutely.
So I was like, oh, Jacksonville sounds easy. Like, you know, it's warm. It's got the beach. It's got a river. Had never been here. And then I got placed here and showed up, and I was like, this is a cool place to be.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
I moved here in July of 2011.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been here for a little bit now.
Yeah. So I was a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For what grade?
I taught fourth and fifth grade.
Okay.
In a low income school for 3 years when I first moved here. And, it was an incredible experience. It was the hardest work of my life, but mm-hmm. some of the best work of my life. And my students were great. A lot of them faced, you know, a lot of challenges that you know, they had no control over.
Sure.
Low income, you know. The school itself, it's actually their teacher of the year for 2017, came from my school. So the school has really transformed over the last few years.
That's great.
But yeah, and it got to be at a point where the emotional toll was kind of taking over.
Mm-hmm.
I was that teacher, like if you've seen Freedom Riders, that would bring home random kids to her house for dinner. And I would fit like 12 kids, and I had a little convertible at the time, and like take them to the library, take them to the zoo. And my husband's like, you're going to get in trouble. Now,
oh my
I can,
God,
now I can
did,
say this because I don't, I'm
you,
not
that's so
employed
sweet,
anymore.
But
because
you
yeah.
just had like, you just felt like your heart, you just like felt for them and you wanted
yeah.
to help them out.
Well, some of them.
Is that why you wanted to do that to begin with? Or like, did you want to be in like a low income school? Is that what you wanted to do? Or
yes.
is that just how, okay.
Yeah. So Teach for America, you're placed in kind of the schools that need the most help.
Okay.
And that, you know, that entails a lot of different things. But yeah, so Andrew Robinson, north of Springfield, is where I was placed. and just a really great experience. But it did get to the point where my husband's like, all right, you know, don't tell people you do this.
Stop taking the kids' places.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of it started too when I remember, I'll never forget, I had a little student named Melvin. And he, you know, so Springfield is north of downtown, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And he had never crossed any of the bridges to, like, south of downtown.
Really?
At 10 years old.
Wow.
And he had been in Jacksonville his whole life. And so, like, it gives me goosebumps thinking about that. And so I thought, like, you know, my kids aren't seeing enough. They're not seeing enough of the city. I can just hop in a car and go wherever I want. And a lot of them, you know, they can only use the bus system, which in Jacksonville, it's not where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of a natural response to that statement that I was like, I got to get these kids out.
Yeah.
And
it's like stuff that we take for granted that
exactly.
You don't realize that, like, kids are going through.
Yeah. And they had heard of the landing, but they had never seen the landing. You know, they had heard about, the beach, had never been
to the beach. That's
and,
crazy.
You know, it's like I had only been here for a couple months and I had seen all of those places. So,
right. It's like when you think about it, it's 45 minutes to the beach, you know, so it's really not that far.
Right.
But if you don't have any transportation, then yeah, that's
exactly.
It's difficult. That's crazy to think about. And it's things that, like, we don't think about, too.
No.
So you just, it, like, really pulled on the heartstrings and you were like, I got to do as much as I can.
It did. It did. And, you know, a lot of my students, their only meals were at school.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I had such a village. Like, my mom, she would come in and volunteer. My husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, he would come in. He was a mortgage banker, and he would talk about, like, why it's important to save money and why it's important to have a job. And, you know, for some of these kids, it's like 9 years old. That seems like a really big concept. But, you know, when we asked him, like, what's important to you? They're like, well, where our next meal is, you know. And so to talk a little bit more beyond that was, and to be able to provide that to them was really inspiring. And I still keep in touch with a lot of my students.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I mean, that must be really hard to, I mean, you want to feel like you want to do as much as you can, but there's only so much you can do.
Right.
You know?
And like my husband would tell me, he was like, you know, there's only so much you can do with the, you know, 8 hours you have them in school. And, you know, they can't be at our house every night.
You're like, I will bring them home for dinner
I was
every
like,
night.
Too bad, you know. But I think that's one of the reasons, you know, he'll tell you, one of the reasons he fell in love with me is because, I cared about my students, and we had just started dating at that point. At one point, we took, I had a little boy and his brother. I'm not exaggerating. They had 17 kids in the family.
Oh, my God.
Multiple parents involved.
Sure.
But he lived with 17 siblings.
Wow.
And so he and his brother, they had done a really great job. They improved on this test that we had been working on, and in general, his behavior had improved. So we took them to the state fair, and it was just so funny because, you know, I'm Caucasian, my husband's Hispanic, and then these two little boys were African-American. So we just looked like this really multicultural family at the fair.
I love it.
And people were just kind of like, okay, cool.
That's great.
And it was a fun night.
Oh, that's so nice.
Thank you.
And it's like something that they probably wouldn't have experienced otherwise.
Probably not.
So did you just get like... You felt like it got too hard, and that's when you decided to take a step back from teaching?
So, yeah, I was newly pregnant with my now 4-year-old, and one of the more life-changing moments for me, I had broken up a fight, and while breaking up the fight, I was punched in the stomach really hard, and I was like, This is not good.
No.
This is not good.
Now you have a baby involved.
And it wasn't the first time something like that had happened. And I just, that moment for me, it made me realize, like, at that point I needed to put, you know, my new little family first.
Sure.
And I kind of stepped back and looked at, you know, what was most important to me. And I really wanted flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, with teaching, you know, everyone says, oh, you get the summers off and you don't work a full day. And it's like, if you're a good teacher, you're working the summers.
You're working
the weekends. And
you're working when you go home.
Exactly.
If you're like grading papers or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And the emotional toll of the school in which I taught at was getting to me.
Sure.
And
especially if you're bringing a baby. Was it your first baby?
Yes.
Do you only have one?
I have two.
You have two? Okay.
Yes.
Boy and a girl or two?
A boy and
okay.
a girl.
Nice.
6-month-old little baby girl. And so kind of stepping back, it was like, what can I do where I have flexibility? Like, what am I good at? I don't know anything other than teaching. My degree I wasn't going to do anything. I had an anthropology degree. Like, I'm not
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to be an anthropologist.
But I mean, that doesn't, I mean, I feel like it doesn't always matter. Like,
right.
You know, they always say, like, just get the piece of paper. I mean, I know the experience matters, but as long as you have that, I feel like it gives
exactly.
you a step up.
Yeah. And so, I never intended to, like, pursue anthropology, but I enjoyed the classes and the experiences associated with it.
Right.
But, yeah. So then, at the time, we had a friend who was involved in real estate, and I saw the flexibility. I saw, you know, you can make your own schedule and, you know, work with clients on your time. And so that looked appealing to me. And I was like, let's do this. And at the time, my husband was doing mortgages. And so it kind of was like a natural fit. Like, oh, he can, you know, give the loan and I can help with the house.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which was very short lived. Together, we were... So he owns Strata Clothing. I don't know if you've heard of Strata.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And so that as soon as I got my real estate license, he left his job with benefits. I left my job with benefits. And we were like, let's do this. So
wow, that's awesome.
He pursued that direction and I pursued real estate. And so we never actually got to really work together, but it kind of helped instigate the beginning of
but
it.
But he probably had like an idea of what went out.
Yes.
So he could like help you out a little bit.
Oh, I mean, he was like my 24/7 assistant. Like,
that's great.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Still
I mean,
is.
Those are two opposite
yeah.
kind of jobs, I feel
Absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. Well, and I tell people, I'm like, I never thought of myself in sales. I mean, I had never worked in sales at any point in my life. I never
right.
did retail.
That sales is like the last thing in the world I could do. Like I've tried. I'm so terrible at it. Like
well,
I'm not just saying that.
It's, you know, how I kind of looked at it was, I was doing sales in the classroom. Like I was trying to convince people to learn something and why it was important every single day for
That's
8
true.
Hours. So I
guess
think,
there's
you
a,
know,
yeah,
I
and
can
I
translate
guess,
that into
I guess there's
real
a little
estate.
Bit of sales in everything you do when you think
yeah.
if you think about it like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
So
sure.
like I never think like, oh, my job is sales. Like I don't ever define myself in that way. I mean, essentially it is.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's more of like your having conversations with people, you're educating them, and
it's like, and you're forming relationships with them too,
yes.
to the point where you're like, they feel like they can trust you.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna get into that because I'm going down that road right now. So like, I have some experience in looking on the
yes.
other side of the end of that. But before we talk about that, I want to know. So you have two kids.
Yes.
So you're like full time mom, full time job. You probably don't have like a ton of spare time. Like, what do you do? Like. When you're not working.
Yeah. So I would say I don't have any like day-to-day hobbies. Like there's nothing, you know, I do like I like to read.
Okay.
But the biggest thing, my husband and I love to travel.
Okay.
So
where's your favorite place you've ever been?
We try to go to like off the grid places. So Nicaragua is one of our like favorite spots.
Nice.
We're going to Argentina and Bali in the next couple months.
Oh my gosh, so jealous. I always want
yeah.
to go I always want to go there. It looks so beautiful.
It looks amazing.
So
I
do
hope
you bring
it is
the
what
kids?
It looks like. So what we try to do is we alternate every vacation. So luckily we both have really supportive parents in Jacksonville.
Cool. That's great.
And so they love it because they get that one-on-one time with the kids.
Right.
And we love it because we prioritize our marriage. And I think it's really important that people get away from their kids at points.
Yeah.
So they won't be going on either of those trips. But like we just did, where did we go? We went to Asheville. We've taken our son to Peru.
That's
you know.
So awesome.
Yeah.
But it's nice that you get that like away time with just you and your husband too.
Oh,
I feel
key.
Like that's probably really important, right?
Yeah. I mean, especially we both work so much. And I think people are like, oh, you guys travel all the time. And it's like, you don't know how much we work. You know?
Yeah.
to-
you need to get that break or else you would just go crazy
exactly.
if you were constantly working.
And we both work while we're away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously it's
checking emails
time
and stuff.
Zones. Yeah. But
sure.
I don't think either of us has truly ever unplugged. I mean, all our phones work in every country. So, you know, we're still working, but it's nice to just work in a different location.
Yeah. Do you feel like that has made you guys like stronger as a couple, just kind of getting that away in alone time?
Absolutely.
Like ever since you, because I know once you bring kids into the picture, it changes everything.
Everything.
So I mean, I'm not there yet, but like I hear it and like, you know, it's obvious.
I think it's really key to prioritize time where you can just get away from it all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we love our kids to death, but I mean, that's a full-time job.
Sure.
It's, you know, and like my daughter right now, I'm exclusively breastfeeding and she comes to work with me every single day.
Oh, that's and that's great that you have a job. You totally could have. That's great that you have a job where you can do that.
Exactly.
You know, because I mean, I probably wouldn't be able to do that here. It would be like crying in the microphones
right,
and
it
would be like, okay, this show is annoying.
But well, yeah, I think that definitely helps because, that's kind of the whole goal of getting into real estate is I wanted flexibility. I didn't want to never see my children, but I am a person that has to work, you know, financially and internally. I like to work. And so it made sense. I mean, both my kids have gone on showings with me. They've gone on appointments with me.
Yeah,
of course, I always ask up front if that's cool. And the majority of people we work with are either millennials or friends of mine or women that have children or families that have children. And so they're like, yeah, they'll just play and we can actually look at the house.
Yeah,
you know?
It doesn't matter. Like, I don't know why that would make any difference.
Yeah.
You're just going to look at the house anyways.
And if somebody doesn't, if they're not cool with that, typically they're not the type of customer we're looking to work with.
Yeah,
so it kind of naturally weeds them out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Root Realty, you own this and it's strictly women who work there, right?
So yes. So legally speaking, I can hire men and, you know, and we can have male agents. And I've interviewed with some, but it naturally didn't seem to be a good fit because already it's like this very like, you know, girl power, pink office. We have babies in there. So it's a more natural fit, I think, for women. It just kind of, again, naturally worked out that way. We started with three. We've grown, obviously, and
so now you have 10 people with you. That's crazy.
Yes.
And you've only been around for a year and a half.
Yes.
That's great. What made you think I want to be a realtor? Psych, I want to own my own realty company. Like, that's a whole different world.
Yeah. So I started with a larger brokerage, and I got a lot of great training from there. And I looked at, you know, what I thought was working there, what wasn't working there. And that was the point where I thought, you know, I have an opportunity to become a broker, and I wanted to create the life for other people, what I was creating for myself, which was that flexibility.
Sure.
If you're a mom, you can, you know, have your kids with you at work. You can have it all, basically. And sorry, I said the word basically a lot.
No, I didn't even notice. So you're fine.
I've done zero recruiting, so everyone that has joined Root Realty has come to the brokerage being like, I want to be a part of this.
Do they have previous experience before they come to you, or are they just like, I love what you're doing and I want to be a part of it?
We have a mix of both.
Okay.
So I love working with new agents because I really get to train them from day one and help mold their experience
sure.
in real estate. If they come from somewhere else, you know, they've obviously been doing it one way and Root Realty does it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the reason in opening a brokerage was I wasn't truly happy with where I was at, and I didn't think it matched the marketing I wanted to do, the creativity I wanted to portray. And so it was kind of the only option was like, let's go do this.
Yeah.
Let's go open
our
own
thing. You
want
to do it your own way. How do you feel like yours is different from kind of the big names that you see out there?
Yeah, I think with us, you're getting definitely a more personalized experience. Our clients are not numbers, they're people. So it's most important right away that we build relationships.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we're doing that's really unique is we are out and about in the community. So we just threw a Galentine's Day party for 100 local women.
That's awesome.
And that's something like we wanted to do. So we threw this huge party, which the party itself was fun, but all of the proceeds from the party benefited ReThreaded, which I know you've had Kristen on here.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's awesome. I love that you're, trying to be involved in, you know, more than just, what you do. That's great.
Absolutely.
That's
so,
awesome.
Yes, we sell houses, but we also are throwing a 5K in April in the Riverside area that benefits Schulzbacher and ReThreaded because it's our way of saying, you know, we sell houses all day to people who can afford them. And this is our way of giving back to the people who can't.
Right.
And
I love that.
Yeah. So I just feel like that's what makes us different is we're out in the community. We're doing things for others, not just for sale. And we have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I can tell.
Thanks.
So you guys are you're based in Riverside.
Yes.
That's where your office is.
Yes.
And do you feel like you sell a lot of houses there, or are you kind of all over Jacksonville?
I think naturally we've attracted a lot of business there. Mm-hmm. We've made a lot of good friends with a lot of the business owners in that area, which they tend to want to live over there too because their businesses are there. So that's been a natural progression. But we sell in St. Augustine, we sell on the north side, we sell at the beach. We don't turn down business.
Okay, so right now I live at the beach, and I've lived there basically, I mean, I've been in Jacksonville like 10 or 11 years, and I've pretty much lived there the entire time. So I love it there because, you know, and I love Riverside too. Like, don't get me wrong. I just kind of feel comfortable there.
Yeah.
So I've been looking to buy a house like literally for like 3 years. I'm not even kidding. So like each year I like redo all my like stuff with my lender.
Yeah.
And
Good for you.
It's just hard because first of all, I feel like it's so expensive, and you know, living at the beach, obviously it's going to be more expensive, but
yes.
I feel like that about Riverside too. Like, I feel like those are the two, like, I feel like they're comparable.
Yes.
In price. And I've put in probably like 5-6 offers, and every single time I get beat out. So it's like a multiple offer situation.
Yep.
And is there like a secret to where you, like, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm just frustrated, and I kind of got to the point where I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting so frustrated where I want to give up. But it's hard, but it's like something that I want so badly, but it's a little bit more stressful.
So the first thing that we do to really get to know our client is we do a buyer consultation, which basically we get to know any and everything we need to know about you and what kind of home you want. So deal breakers, the things that you have to have, some things that you would love to have. And that really helps because I'll tell you, Jacksonville's the largest city mass-wise in the U.S. So it's a very big area to cover.
Yeah, I bet.
So people are like, oh, I want this, I want this, but I don't care what area. And that's the hardest part is like, okay, now we're looking in 12 different areas. So we're spending, you know, the whole day in the car driving around.
Oh my God, who doesn't care what area?
Like, well,
I feel like that's the only thing I care about.
Yeah, you would think. But there's people that are like, I'm more concerned with the home. And
okay.
I can deal with the area. We prefer the type that, like, you know, they have zeroed in on that location. That makes it a lot easier. The reason that properties go into multiple offers is because typically the inventory is lower.
Mm-hmm,
So there's a lot of competition for the home.
The inventory for the price range, too,
exactly.
I've noticed. So it's like, I feel like there's like a million me's with the amount of money that I have going for the same house, because when it is available, it's like, oh, I can finally afford this one, you know? So I get it. It's just like frustrating, you know?
So under 250 in Jacksonville is difficult to find.
Sure.
Unless
it's like a townhome or something. Yeah.
The level of renovation that you want, condition, quality, that sort of thing. So one strategy that's worked really well for us, I wish I had the statistic on me, but in general, we have a really good track record for winning multiple offer situations. And I think one of the things, and I mean, I'm sharing our secret, is writing a personalized letter to the owner.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which, so I've seen situations where we've gotten to the closing table and, you know, I'm representing the buyer and the seller's across from us. And the seller says, you know, I had higher offers than yours. And we're like, really? And he or she is like, yeah. And they say, but that letter that you wrote to us that, you know, shared with us that you want to start your family here and that, you know, you saw your child being in this bedroom, which is where our child's bedroom is. And they were like, that meant something to us. And it meant more than the money.
And that is like something my boyfriend and I, like, because we're like looking together. And we always say that, like, wouldn't you want someone who, like, we want this to be like, so we want to start a family here. This is our first home. Like,
yes,
we eventually want kids, like, and that this would be like our home. Like, I'm not trying to like come in there and like flip it and then like sell it for $100,000 more. And I'm not even looking for something crazy. Like, I'm just looking for like a normal ass house that's like in decent condition that I won't have to like do a ton to.
Right.
You know, and I feel like it is a lot of the people just going like, here's all the money in the world. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to be like, you know, it's frustrating. And I'm sure you work with clients who experience similar feelings because it's like they're just ready for that next step. And it's just kind of hard to get there.
Absolutely. It's a process. And I will not lie and say that it's not stressful and it's, you know, it's going to be smooth all the time. But when part of it is when you're working with the right agent, it, you know, it does tend to go a little bit smoother. They're, you know, hopefully working in your best interest.
Yeah.
And they have the negotiation skills to get you exactly what you want.
Right.
I think a lot of times, you know, I work with a lot of agents who on the other, you know, on the other side of the transaction that are not experienced, and they just kind of follow the orders of the buyer or seller, which it's important to understand that. But then there's a way to convert that into a strategy and present it in a strategy form versus being like, yeah, they said they're going to cancel if you don't do this. And it's like, that's very threatening. And like, that might work, but there's probably a better way to
better
go about
ways,
that.
Yeah. And I feel like in this business, there's so many like cooks in the kitchen. Like there's so many different people that are involved.
Gosh, girl.
So I feel like it's probably hard for you guys too. Cause you're like in also like for me, as long as I've been looking, I still don't understand everything. So it's like so hard, you know, when you get down to like numbers and stuff like that, it's confusing.
And then
different insurance rates for different houses. And it's just like, I still don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I've been doing it, like trying my best, you know. But yeah, it's. I mean, I imagine for you guys too, it's difficult. What would you say your like favorite part of your job is?
Oh gosh, can I say two?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Say five.
So I would say my favorite part is working with first-time homebuyers because they don't know what to expect. They don't understand the process, and I get to set the expectation and teach the process.
And it's like so exciting, probably.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Like they like going to look at houses.
Yeah.
And they're new minds. It's, you know, you can teach them everything. So that part is fun. And of course, like celebrating their closing is fun. On the flip side of that, I really love, I love being the broker and the owner of the company because I feel like we have a really great culture established at Root, and I'm really proud of that. And part of what that looks like on a day-to-day basis is, hey guys, I'm headed out of town. You know, one agent will say, or I had something come up. Can somebody fill in and show some houses for me?
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't skip a beat, you know?
Like everybody has each other's
supportive,
back.
It's collaborative. Real estate's a very dog-eat-dog world. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all, you know, for a lot of people, it's all about the money. And, I can say, you know, that at our company, the women are helping each other, and that's so cool to witness on a daily basis.
And I feel like that sounds rare because I feel like being a realtor seems like a competitive field. Like I feel like everybody's like, I don't know what I want to do. Maybe I'll try to be in realty.
Yes.
You know, like not everybody, but like I've seen that before. And there's some people who like you, obviously, who are really great at it and like have made a company from it. But some people are like, maybe I'll try this out, you know?
Right.
Like,
and that's scary. Isn't that scary? They're helping people with the largest investments of their life.
Yes.
And they just randomly, like, took a test and...
No, I know.
Can now do it.
And I always wonder that. It's interesting to me because I feel like it's probably... Even if I go on, like, realtor.com or something and I look at a house and I say, I'm interested in this house... And then you hit that little button and somebody calls you immediately.
Yep.
And there's like 50 million people like blowing you up, texting you like, hey, saw your interest in this house. And that makes me feel weird. Like I was like, is this sketchy? Like,
well, they're all like fighting for your business.
Yeah. So it's like there's so many realtors. Does that stress you out ever? Do you ever feel like, oh, there's so many people competing for the same thing?
Not so. I try to focus on our business. I really have no idea what's going on in other companies.
Okay, that's smart.
I honestly don't care.
Yeah.
Within our company, you know, as long as we're still, you know, in business, like we're doing well. But I think the biggest thing is we form really natural connections with people. So we're not like selling our souls to get a lead, you know?
Yeah.
We're at a community event and we're meeting someone who maybe they're not buying a house, but they're going to be like, she was really cool. I'm going to pass around to my friend who's thinking about buying.
Right.
And it's just, it's supposed to work like that.
And you can see through that. Like you can see through the people who are just doing it just because they want to make a quick buck and people who legitimately care about your happiness. And I feel like, I mean, at least I can, like I can tell the difference between a person who, because I've worked with like a few different people and like you can see the difference. And like,
well,
and that's, I think that's great that you're making that like your priority because it's word of mouth, you know?
Oh, it's like, everything.
And then you have a return customer because what about when that person wants to sell their house that you are, you know, got them in the future? Because that happens. People move, grow families, whatever, move, locations, whatever.
Yeah, 5 to 7 years is average.
Yeah.
In Jacksonville, it's a little bit lower than that because of military.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I've been in real estate now for a few years, but as, you know, as we're in it longer and longer and longer, of course, yeah, we're going to get even more referrals and friends and family members that had a great experience with us, you know, from the beginning.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Where do you see Realty like in the future? Like, do you want to continue growing, have more women or guys?
Yeah.
or how do you feel about it now?
I get asked this question a lot. And here's what I'll say. Even being a newer company, we've been approached multiple times to franchise and have different locations within Jacksonville and outside of Jacksonville. Not something I'm interested in right now.
Okay.
I really like having, personally, I like having a connection to every agent that works at Root.
Mm-hmm.
And if we grow too big, there's no way I could do that.
Right.
They, you know, are all able to call me at any hour, any time for whatever they need. And mm-hmm. I love that. And
yeah.
I feel like that's the most valuable resource that I can give.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think we just added an agent last about a week and a half ago. Rachel, she's great. But for now, like I said, I don't do any active recruiting, so I'm not actively seeking anybody.
Okay.
I'm willing to, you know, share with them what we do at Root.
Sure.
Because I'll never turn down talent, but we would just have to find the right place for them, you know, whether it's on our support staff, whether it's an agent.
Right.
What that might look like.
Okay. Great.
So yeah, I kind of avoided your question.
No, I feel like you just seem like you're happy with the way things are going right now. So then that's great. What about advice for other women? Like, you started this business and you got into this and you figured it out. Other women who maybe want to start their own business, like anything that you've been through that you've learned from or struggles that you may have had.
There have been three different scenarios where the business could have ended.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back on those and I think at the time, you know, it was very black and white. It was, you know, I can stop here, stop now and go do something else the rest of my life and, you know, just call it quits, or I can try really damn hard to make it work. And the thing about real estate is it's very, it fluctuates. It's
sure.
If we have another recession, you know, we'll be, you know, in a different situation than we are now as a business. But I would say I've learned so much from those quote unquote failures.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you think the road is either going to take you further or it's going to stop, you know, it may seem really easy to just stop then and there, but just to pursue and remember why you started in it, I think is really important for me.
Sure.
I've had a lot of opportunity and, you know, our business could be much bigger than it is. But when I look at why I got into real estate, which is for my family, if it grows bigger and bigger and bigger as the owner, I will not have the time I want with my family.
Yeah, exactly.
And so,
and that's the whole reason why you wanted to do that, to have the flexibility to be around with your family.
Right.
Right.
So it's
like, a good problem to have, though.
It is. But you just have to keep that in the forefront of your mind. And one thing that really helps me is in my office, I have paintings. There's one in particular of my 4-year-old, he drew of me, and it says like my mommy, and it looks nothing like me, but it is
like stick
like,
figure
different, well, and like not even same color hair, like eyes. I'm like, who's
this
your mom?
This is what he wants his mom
to
look like.
That's what he hopes, I guess. Like bright red lips, and but I look at that and I'm like, that, you know, I am so much to him, and if I'm not around, then it's not what I wanted. And my kind of motto, I guess, for 2018 has been present over perfect. And I think that it's really easy to want to be the perfect businesswoman, the perfect mother, the perfect wife. And you strive so hard to do all of those things that you actually end up not being present in any of those situations.
Right.
And scenarios. And so
right.
I look at, you know, do I look a hot mess some days? And, you know, I get off work early and go to the zoo and, you know, I chose that life and that's what I get to do and it makes it so worth it. Or, you know, I'm dressed up to the nines out on a listing appointment, you know, and
right.
I have the kind of that flexibility to play around with both of those. And
that's great. I feel like that's something that everybody should constantly remind themselves to be more present, because
yes.
I feel like it's easier said than done. Like,
so much easier.
You know, you say it and you're like, okay, I need to work on this. I need to do this. And then you get caught back up into like what you
yes.
without thinking. But it's a good thing to like a daily reminder, I guess.
But and social media makes it very hard for that too. A lot of our business comes from our social media. And, you know, I could be on it constantly posting this, posting that. sharing this closing, doing this. And, you know, I try to do a good job of that. And we have a great, you know, support team that helps with that. But sometimes I think to myself, I'm like starting to type. And then I look at my son and I'm like, it's 8 o'clock at night. What's more important right now?
Right.
You know? And it's such a reminder to have, you know.
It's hard because that part of any business is so important now, mm-hmm. but also takes up so much more time than people think about, you know? Okay, so speaking of social and websites and everything, where can people find you so that they can go learn more about your business, your team?
Yeah. So on our website, you can find us at www.realtyjax.com.
Okay.
And there's a lot of you'll see a lot of fun things on that site. And on Instagram, we're at Root Realty Jax. And on social or on Facebook, we are just Root Realty. Yes.
Oh, your Instagram feed looks so nice.
Thanks. We have a lot of fun. You'll see my daughter and my son all over it.
That's awesome.
I tend to exploit them a little bit just because they're so damn cute.
Well, they're cute. You can't help it. Marianne, thank you so much. Root Realty, you guys go check her out. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.